Chapter 14. Faith, hope, love. We would like to draw your attention to that remarkable and magnificent 14th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. This chapter is distinguished by three momentous events. Firstly, the beheading of John the Baptist. Secondly, the feeding of the 5,000. Thirdly, Jesus' walk on the sea. The fact that these three events were combined in one chapter obviously has a meaning. We would first like to try and trace this meaning, and then to analyze the myths concerned. When a nature-born human being seeks the divine paths for the first time, he does so with his heart and his head. His heart is the field of his emotions, and his head the field of his consciousness. If all goes well with him, a state of faith will awaken, and this faith too will possess the two aspects of heart and head. Driven by head and heart, the pupil walks his path. The resulting development brings about the rebirth of the soul. The soul center lies in the head, as every pupil knows. This soul center, the nucleus of the soul, is the most dynamic principle in the entire human being. From it emanate all the guiding activities in one's life. Consequently, one can say that if the soul is reborn, man has received a new head and has thus been beheaded as to the old nature. The central soul principle with which the work began can no longer serve the process. It has been exchanged for a new head, that is, the head of the Jesus-born human being. The fruits of faith have been harvested, and on this basis faith can proceed to higher things. As soon as something of the new soul state begins to shine in a person, as soon as it truly begins to radiate, these radiations have a warming effect. A person with a great soul in this sense always gives comfort to those who are weary, help to those who are lost, and arouses hope in those who are defeated. That is why such a person always stands in life as one who gives nourishment. The miraculous feeding emanates from such a one to all those who are in the desert and are so far from home. This feeding can be understood. Its causes and effects are very easy to explain. That is why, after the story in Matthew 14 about the results of faith, the tale of hope is told, the hope which brings nourishment to 5,000 men, not counting the women and children. You will understand that it does not matter how many people were fed. The evangelist simply seeks to draw your attention to the fact that the arousal of hope in a person's life in this way can be explained very rationally. That is why the number 5 is mentioned, the number of Mercury, the number of high rationality, and the number 5,000 is used because these activities relate to man's consciousness, to his soul, and his entire body. At the disposal of the longing group there are 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. These are the bread given with that imperishable neighborly love which throughout all times has been symbolized by the sign of Pisces. To those who have thus been comforted and nourished with imperishable hope, it is said, "Walk the path now, go today, fulfill the law of liberation." Driven by the fire of hope, all those who wish to be disciples are, as it were, forced to enter the ship and sail to the other shore, to the field of resurrection through the process of the Holy Grail. He who does that, who responds positively to this call, and follows the path that leads to the new life, must, and it cannot be otherwise, defend himself from his own nature. He must sail across the sea of life, while the storm of his own nature acts increasingly as a headwind, as an adversary. Who could be equal to that? Who could resist that violence? No one, surely. Yet every soul in whom hope truly glimmers will be able to conquer. As in the miraculous feeding, if only lack of faith does not develop, if only the pupil continually shows one pointedness of purpose and holds on firmly to the helm. Then, at the most crucial moments, the divine love will come to meet him over the furious waves of the sea of life, to help, to save, to uplift, until the other shore, the field of the resurrection, has been reached. So there remain faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love.